This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Distribution of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine is on hold in Colorado out of caution. Federal regulators are investigating six cases involving people who developed blood clots after getting vaccinated. This week, less than 10,000 Johnson & Johnson doses were expected in Colorado. The pause is not likely to alter the state's timeline for vaccinating all eligible residents. Denver Public Schools is doing a second round of interviews this week as part of the search for a new superintendent. Chalkbeat's Melanie Asmer says at least 10 candidates are still in the running.
So the board is hoping to hire a new superintendent in June, and they're hoping to have that person in place for the next school year, which starts in August. A total of 32 people officially applied. And the board is also hoping to name multiple finalists.
Melanie Asmar of Chalkbeat. College football's Rocky Mountain Showdown will live on. The University of Colorado and Colorado State University announced today that their football teams will play a series of six more games over 10 years, starting in 2029. The in-state rivals will next face each other in 2023 and 2024, before pausing the showdown for a few years. Denver's at 46 degrees, Colorado Springs 41, Vail 46, Grand Junction 57. This is CPR.